Inclusion Now 54, Advancing School Transformation from Within. In his great book, Creative Schools, Sir Ken Robinson invites us to consider afresh the fundamental question, what is education for? His answer is that the aim of education is to enable students to understand the world around them and their talents, so they can become fulfilled individuals and active, compassionate citizens. If our schools are to achieve this goal, we must promote schooling with 1. A broad and flexible curriculum, 2. Creative and personalised approaches to learning, and 3. A culture which celebrates the full range of diversity among youth. Inclusion Now readers know this. But we also know that to deliver this vision in practice is challenging, and very few places across the globe have achieved what we can understand as an inclusive education system. Over 30 years, the Canadian province of New Brunswick has developed a very supportive policy context for advancing inclusion. See Inclusion Now 47. In many other places, the context isn't so supportive. But either way, it is the schools themselves that have to do the serious work of transforming culture, organisation and practice to ensure all students are present, participating and achieving. To complement our previous study, we have produced a new guide to how good schools are doing this. We invited leaders, parents and advisors, as well as teachers and principals, in 8 such schools that we know to tell us their story. We chose these case studies from a divergent range of political and cultural contexts. 3 from New Brunswick, 3 from countries in South America, and 2 from London. Of course, the level of resources of all kinds available in London is considerably different from those in La Paz, Bolivia. But we think that there are many common features both in the values and the processes involved in transformative change. We have summarised these common features in the form of a diagram over leaf. Our guide elaborates on all of these with examples from the case studies. Here we can highlight 5 key elements. Schools are small, and sometimes not so small, communities embedded in wider networks and communities, especially the larger education systems and localities from which students, families and many staff come. School transformation requires the active engagement of the whole school community. Inclusion is everybody's business, and fellow students are the critical resource. There are many possible drivers for change. Some initiatives start outside the school, for example, in new legislation or the organised pressure of families. Others start inside, for example, in new leadership articulating inclusive values or the need to respond to more diversity in student admissions. In all, transformation involves a lengthy and more or less systematic process of school improvement, which we represent as a spiral in the model. Leaders of various kinds come together to take responsibility for shaping the future, and invite wide participation in exploring opportunities for change, clarifying the school vision and taking actions, small and large, to close the gap between ideals and current experience. To advance this spiral, the vision needs to be expressed in concrete ways like the 16 indicators of whole school and classroom performance in UNESCO's Reaching Out to All Learners. Many things may need to be done to improve the school's physical accessibility, provide teaching assistance and obtain necessary aids to learning. But the critical investment is in practice development, focused on class teachers. We are talking here about flexibility in the curriculum, universal design and self-directed learning, as much as differentiated instruction and individual adjustments. This is not so much a question of teacher training, but rather of creating a continuous learning community among school participants. David Towell and Gordon Porter.